820 in the Playhouse, 194, the number one hit music station. Group therapy today with Playhouse family member. Jeannie has got herself a nasty problem.
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the morning.
One could say the opposite of a Midas touch. You got some troubles, Jeannie.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm in trouble. My friend left me to house sit for her, and she left a note that said, take care of the garden. Please take care of the garden. And I forgot about the note. I just thought it was a note for me. And then I realized, I didn't take care of the garden. Oh, no. And I went out, and everything was dying. What could I do?
So is the whole thing dead, or could you get it back with some love?
They look very sad. Let's just say they're very sad or they're dead.
And did you say, when are they back?
Oh, she's back tomorrow.
All right, so you're looking for anybody with a green thumb, how to save a garden in 24 hours.
Please.
I mean, we've gotten a fair amount of rain. I feel like if they're dead, they're dead. I don't think there's anything you're going to be able to do.
And it hasn't been like an over like saturation type of rain either. It's been sporadic enough with the heat that it flushes them and then gives it some sunshine. Get rain again, gives them some sunshine. So I feel like unless they're literally needs to be taken care of, there's no way those are coming back.
You know, I laid out there with them and I sang to them. And I think what you do is I don't know what it is. I mean, between the rain and I watered them a couple times, just seems like they're dead. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That 90 degree heat, you know, I don't know if that might be the type of situation these don't thrive in.
I was talking to all my friends at work. All their plants are dead, too.
that's the play, yeah. Actually. That's what you do say.
I don't know what's going on there. Any thoughts for her? Hi.
I say you just fess up. Tell the truth. I mean, it's, you know, it's better in the long run to always just come out and say it and tell the truth of what happened. It's not like you're a miracle worker or miracle grow that you can keep, you know, the garden alive and do everything else in your life.
So just fess up. Like, sorry, not a gardener. Move on with your life.
Right. Like, if you're not a professional at it and you don't have the experience, like, what do they expect? You know, so I think just if something happens, something goes wrong, you know, just fess up to it and own up to it. So
it's probably honestly the easiest thing to do. I mean, they might not ask you to house it again, but oh, boo hoo.
Right. I was going to say, I think there's no real way, but I don't know anything about planting, though. So, like, I do know that it needs water, and I do know that I generally kill it unless it's a cactus or what's those other little, a succulent. Those are usually plants you don't kill.
Yes, yeah, gotta love them succulents.
Yeah, but so I had one that got a little wrinkly, and maybe I overwatered it. I don't know. It looked like it was kind of pruned, like your pruny thumb if you're in the tub too long. Is that you can kill a succulent, apparently, because I was dang near there.
I feel like most people are saying just fess up to it's really your only move here.
Yeah, basically people are just saying there's no way you can actually like come back from that. So you're just going to have to be like, hey, I read your note too late that I was supposed to take care of that outside of doing just checking on the house. And there's no way to reverse that situation. So you're just going to have to fess up to it is what somebody else was saying.
And what are you thinking? Is there any move here or not really?
Replace it? I'm not even quite sure. I don't know. Leave money to replace it or buy her new plant.
So you just be like, sorry, killed them, but I'll buy you some new stuff.
What else are you gonna do? I would hate to admit that I killed a garden, because it takes such, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and you've just like undone it.
The funny thing is, when they asked you to house sit, that's probably the main thing they actually wanted you to do. Here you are just like, oh, nobody's broke in. Here's your mail. They wanted someone to take care of their plants.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that's how my dad is with our neighbor when we were growing up. They would be like, hey, can you water the flowers on the side of the house? It wasn't like, get the mail because I already stopped it. It was none of that type of stuff. It was basically make sure my plants don't die.
So you didn't do the one thing they actually wanted done, basically.
Basically. Somebody said, we went out of town and asked our neighbors to take care of a couple of plants that we had, and the instructions were apparently too difficult for them to understand. And one of the things was the instructions were water once every 2 to 3 days with distilled water. That's probably what I'm not gonna. You have to go get bottled
distilled
water.
Distilled water,
yeah, unless you have it, and then pouring water into a tray about half a fingernail deep. Keep the grow light on them 7 to 8 hours. So I feel like if there was like really detailed instructions, like this person's saying. That's probably going to be what happens. You either nuked the plants or the plants needed like specific things done to them.
Jeez. And hello.
Wow. My advice is to Google. You better Google who has the cheapest flowers or nuptials or whatever they had. You're going to have to fake it till you make it.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be the worst. I don't know how long these people were gone or how long you were responsible for these plans if, like, you truly are the one responsible for their death.
Right.
You could just, hey, you know, we had plenty of rain and I watered them on the couple of hot days. And I don't know. I think you just, you know, sometimes plants just die. We have some dead ones that we take care of.
That's the whole thing. I feel like unless there's like something like somebody that the person in the text club, unless there was like very specific instructions that came with it of how to like take care of this, I feel like you just got to fess up and just be like, hey, first of all, I thought I was just checking the mail and making sure there weren't any broken windows and nobody was sleeping in your bed.
Mm-hmm. Or they say, oh man, our garden, it's all dead. And you go, really? It was fine yesterday.
Somebody must have come in here and eaten it. Bunny rabbits.
I can't believe what happened there. Next.